Commander Sakuba, welcome to the podcast. The search for an Israeli soldier unaccounted for since a suicide attack in Gaza. Let's get started. Tonight, somewhere an Israeli soldier is either spending his first night in captivity or he's dead. We just don't know. His name is Second Lieutenant Hadar Goldin. He was taken this morning during a tunnel clearing operation in Rafah, southern Gaza, according to Israel, and two fellow soldiers were killed, blown up by a suicide bomber. Now a massive search is underway. So are Israeli military operations, and a whole lot of Palestinians are dead. Hamas did not claim responsibility, which in itself is not unusual. They waited weeks after kidnapping a soldier 8 years ago before even claiming knowledge of it. Late tonight, its military wing, the Qassam Brigade, said it has no information on Lieutenant Goldin. President Obama, late today, making no fine distinctions among the players, blaming, in his words, Hamas and the Palestinian factions that were responsible.
You know, I want to make sure that they are listening. If they are serious about trying to resolve this situation, that soldier needs to be unconditionally released as soon as possible.
Tonight, what was intended to be the first of 3 nights of calm and the first day of negotiating has instead become what could be a tipping point toward the worst. Jim Shidu has new details on what happened at that tunnel and on the search for us tonight. And John Vaughs in Gaza has an up-close view of the military operations that followed and continue into the night. First to John Vaughs, what's the latest there?
Well, Anderson, for the last couple of days, we're constantly hearing the sound of artillery. That is not happening tonight. That's pretty much all but stopped. In its place, we're hearing airstrikes, about a dozen or so airstrikes to the east of Gaza City in the last few hours alone. They've been very regular. You can hear the engine of the F-16. It gets louder as it gets closer. You can hear the missile being launched. A few seconds later, you see a flash of light. And then there was a very loud explosion. There's also been a number of strikes, we believe, carried out by drones. There's a lot of drones in the skies here tonight, many more than we've seen and heard in the past. There is a lot of activity going on here right now. The Palestinian officials tell us the areas which are being targeted east of Gaza City, and they are hitting, we're told, houses. We don't know why. We don't know who owns those houses. But we're also being told there are a number of fatalities, at least four so far. But given the number of airstrikes that we've had repeatedly, that death toll will continue to rise, Anderson.
John, you visited Rafah today where over 40 people were killed, 250 wounded. What was the scene like? Because that is the region in which the search is underway for the Israeli soldier.
Yep, we went down to Rafah. The Israelis had told everyone to pretty much either get out if you can, if you can't, if you've got nowhere to go, stay indoors, just don't go out. And people were taking that advice. We passed a lot of cars. They were crammed, filled with people trying to head north away from Rafah. Other people had decided to stay inside. We did get to speak to some of the residents there who said that there had just been this constant barrage by Israeli tank fire as well as Israeli artillery. They said it just went on and on and on. Many said that it was a ceasefire. They didn't know what was going on. There is an update now on the death toll there. In fact, we've heard that another 23 people are being killed in Rafah just in the last couple of hours. So those military operations continue. That now means 95 people have been killed in Rafah since the ceasefire collapsed. We went to the hospital at Khan Yunus, where many of the wounded have been treated, and it was grim. There were doctors there literally standing in pools of blood trying to treat some of those wounded as well. And there were also dead bodies of children as well. So, yeah, it was pretty grim down there. It was awful.